anything like that, but I'll tell you what, I think that was a point of emphasis at halftime, because ball security became all of a sudden, is what I noticed, it became paramount. Those kids were just holding on to that ball with two hands. It almost looked like that football was the last loaf of bread in the French Revolution. And it was just unbelievable.
And the John Mooney with the pun of the day, or I should say the analogy of the day right there, I must say. And what's your name? Dave.
Nice to meet you, buddy. Nice it's the first you. Week here. I'm glad I could make it tonight.
It's been a long week for me. This is our second day of coverage here.
It's only getting started. We got another day tomorrow.
I know. We got the strong side tomorrow, of course. But, you know, I said off air, what did I say? Sandusky was going to break free once or twice, and he's going to get at least probably 100 yards in the day. That's exactly what it did, but it shut them down. That was the only thing they had.
In the pregame show, we were talking with Paul Adams, and he had mentioned, he said, Sandusky's going to get his. The kid is just that good. He's not a guy you're going to – 20 carries for 37 yards. He's not that kind of guy. He's going to break one loose eventually. But Harbor Beach was successful in the fact it was only one. It was only one big play. Other than that, they corralled him. They kept their eye on him to the point where Morenci tried to use him as a decoy. It didn't matter. Their gap awareness was excellent. They wrapped up tackles. Other than there was one drive where Morenci pushed him very well. And I know you mentioned it. You could see it from the field. We could see it up here. The tackling was starting to get a little sloppy, but I think it was to the fact it's cold, and it was a long drive out there, and I think that's a big reason why Morenci's defense struggled as much as they did to tackle up guys like Austin Seltz, who already is one of the hardest guys in the area to tackle.
Well, as far as the stats go, like we said, Morenci, Austin Sandusky, 21 carries for 117 yards and a one touchdown. Of that 117, one carry resulted in 54 yards and the only score from Morenci on the day.
About half of his total yardage came on that one play.
So you get this. Sandusky had 117 yards rushing on the day. Morenci as a team came out with 171 altogether off of 38 rushes. Marillette with 8 carries for 10 yards. Hinckley, 3 carries for 26 yards. Bobby Black, 2 for 9. And Alex Thomas, 2 for 9. And then DeCenso, 2 for 0 yards gained. As far as passing, 7 attempts for 39 total yards. The only two completions to white jerseys were to a total of 25 and 14. But like we said, 5 interceptions thrown by Torin and Maryland. That's not going to be a very good QB rating by the end of the day there, as 1 penalty only for Morenci on special or on for penalties for 10 yards. And Maryland had to punt the ball away 5 times today. He averaged 28 a punt and only 1 hold from Morenci. For penalties. Really a clean game as far as penalty goes for both teams.
Well, and I was going to mention that Morenci team was very disciplined the whole game. You didn't see too many simple, you know, mistakes, whether it be lining up wrong or jumping off sides, falling for the hard count. You know, they said like one holding penalty, but other than that, you can go holding on any play if you want to be picky enough. So the fact that Morenci's only penalized once, I think, is quite impressive. And Harbor Beach, you know, I'm not going to highlight them as much. They're not a very penalized team. Other than last week was the exception to the whole season, they're not a very penalized team to begin with.
As far as Morenci's defense leading the tackling efforts, Nick Stutzman had 14 tackles on the day and a 45-tackle effort for Morenci. 2 tackles for a loss as a team and only 1 recovered fumble. Austin Gilson and Sean Feltz with 5 tackles apiece, and then Jeffrey Ellerton with 4, as well as Cody Toole. 2 tackles for a loss, Bobby Black with 1, and Torin Marillette with the other. And Austin Vanderpool recovered the fumble, which resulted in no points, actually, for Morenci, and no penalties for the Morenci defense. For Harbor Beach, let's start here on offense. 49 plays rushing the ball for 212 yards, 10 plays passing the ball for 85 yards. Altogether, 59 plays of offense for 297 yards. 2 penalties on offense for 15 yards. And leading the rushing attack, Austin Seltz, 22 carries for 111 yards and 1 touchdown. And close behind, also with 22 carries, Josh Shelkey for 96 yards and a touchdown. A little bit of an Annie Oakley situation here. Anything you can do, I can do better between Austin Seltz and Josh Shelkey. And then aside from that, Brandon Puff, 2 carries for 5 yards. Devin Lemanski, 2 carries for 4 yards. And Chris Keys, 1 carry. For -4. Josh Shelkey, 3 for 10 in passing for 85 yards, but when it mattered, he connected to Austin Seltz for a 59-yard strike. His only passing touchdown of the day, Austin Seltz also his only reception on 4 attempts, and Chris Keys was 2 for 5 in receiving for 26 yards. As punting, Mitch Hearn only had to punt once, and Josh Shelke punted once on coming out of the shotgun. A hold on offense as well as a delay of game for the Harbor Beach offense. Impressive numbers here as we're starting to see a two-horse system here for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Obviously, Austin Seltz, Josh Shelke, can't say enough about them as offensive performers. They are the vocal points of this offense, and they feed off each other, and it makes it that much more difficult for opposing teams to come in and say, you know, look at Morenci. If you stop Austin Sandusky, you win the game. You come to Harbor Beach, if you stop Josh Shelke, Austin Seltz will beat you. And the only thing there, you know, be nitpicking, is Harbor Beach is going to have them third and fourth options produce next week against Muskegon Catholic Central. Somebody, whether it be Puff, whether it be Keys, whether it be Mitch Hearn, Devin Lemansky, I'm not sure who it's going to be, but somebody is going to have a big game, whether it be 40 yards rushing and a score or a couple one-yard plunges for their team, anything. But these two guys can keep you in any football game against any team. But a little bit of help from somebody else. They didn't need it today, but next week they may.
I was going to say they didn't need it today, and they didn't even try today, really. Only five carries outside of Seltz and Shelke on the day because it just kept working. And why, if it is not broke,
don't fix it. I completely agree with you. But I did like the fact that Josh Shelke attempted passes tonight. Three for 10. You think 3 for 10, that's okay, it's a decent batting average if you're a baseball player.
How about 2 for 7 and 5 interceptions?
Well, you compare it to that, obviously it's a no-brainer, Clark, but I like the fact that they attacked the defensive secondary, and all it does is it gets the defense to think about the fact that that deep pass might come again, and it might come again, and that defense starts to back up a little bit, and that frees up the running game. You know, it's like working inside and outside in basketball. The outside game can open up the inside game and vice versa. So it's just a matter of where you're going to start and how you're going to continue to make that work.
John Mooney, your thoughts?
I was impressed with how Harbor Beach could impose their will. I mean, when the ball was way down here toward the goal line and, you know, they had a long way to go, they just went ahead and had the drive of the game. They went ahead and just plowed it forward, and they would get a 10-yard chunk here or 8-yard, 6-yard chunk, but they just kept on going. And Morenci knew exactly what they were going to do. They were loading up the box with at least 8 guys that I could count, and they still
couldn't stop
them.
You're absolutely right.
Until maybe a penalty stopped them, and that was about it. But you know, that to me was the game right there in the second half.
Harbor Beach ended the game with 32 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss on top of that. On top of that, 2 sacks, 5 interceptions, and only 1 penalty on defense. Leading the tackling, Austin Ginther with 6. Tyler Vollmering with 4. A whole slew here with 3. Austin Seltz, Chris Keys, Devin Lemansky, Preston Livingston each with 3. Dalton Oki with 2 tackles, as well as Josh Shelke and Brandon Puff. And then we have Mitch Hearn, Adam Swartz, and Jason Gaffke with a tackle apiece. The tackles for a loss, Devin Lemansky had 2 of them, Chris Keys with 1, as well as Austin Ginther. And the sack goes to Jason Gaffke, as well as number 57, Preston Livingston, a.k.a. PL. Interceptions, Josh Shelke, 3 of those for total 10 yards. Mitch Hearn, route on back for 16 yards. And Austin Seltz had the end zone interception for no gain. And only 1 block in the back for Harbor Beach on the day for 10 yards. Impressive, to say the least. I can't say it enough.
Well, and looking at that team defense, when your leading tackler only has 6 tackles, that tells me that everybody else has got 3 or 4, and that's exactly the case. So that just tells you Harbor Beach's defense swarms to the football, and they don't care who makes a tackle, as long as somebody does. And that's good team defense.
Excellent.
John Mooney, final thoughts from week number 12.
I appreciate the Morenci Bulldogs. Their class act all way. Even when they knew the game was lost and everything, and Harbor Beach was in the victory formation, they didn't bother going ahead and going across line of scrimmage and risk somebody's injury and so forth. And even after the handshake, they went ahead and lined up on the maybe the 20-yard line or so, and watched the trophy presentation, the medals being handed out, and they were applauding the Harbor Beach Pirates. That is a real class act, and it's a really due to their coach, Mike.
McDowell,
thank you very much. Hats off to them.
I couldn't agree with you more. And again, Harbor Beach as well played a heck of a ball game, dominated the football field for the entire game except for 4 seconds in the end of the second half. So that's a pretty darn good football game from beginning to end. Coach Shelke would be very happy about that. I look forward to talking to him tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the strong side. Tune in if you want to hear more. Harbor Beach has played an outstanding football game, and
looking forward to a rematch with Muskegon Catholic Central, hopefully at Alma College. Make it a perfect rematch.
Well, we should know by tomorrow night on the Strong Side at 7 p.m. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond,